This summer, WUNC hired 6 youth reporters from local schools to share stories from their unique perspectives. Rajiv Dutta is a recent graduate of North Carolina School of Science and Math. He told us what he really wanted to do this summer was play music.
Jazz is my favorite. Yeah, I know it's a little unusual. Most kids my age are waiting on the next Drake release. But I'm thinking of the 1950s, a jazz combo playing a dimly lit club with the strong scent of smoke.
How are we gonna know when you're solos?
When he stops playing. I'll try to end it before the chorus is over.
Today, we're in an auditorium with fluorescent lights and green cushion chairs lined up across the carpet. It's the Forest at Duke, a retirement community in Durham. A couple dozen residents are here to listen.
We don't have to see this, we just have to hear it.
That's right.
You know what? That's the only thing on me that hasn't gone south. I can still hear well.
Oh, it felt pretty good, you know, being with my pals and everything like that.
Troy Thomas plays the piano in our combo. He says playing this music for an older audience can be a little intimidating.
Yeah, they grew up with those musicians, and we study them.
The audience settled in with their walkers and wheelchairs. It's amazing that when they were my age, jazz was their pop music. Now, we can share it together.
How many of you have heard of Duke Ellington? Okay, yeah. How many of you have heard Take the A-Train by Duke Ellington? How many of you wouldn't mind hearing it right now? All right.
Take the A-Train. It's just so familiar to me.
Take the A-Train has a special place in my heart. It was one of the first songs I learned to play on the double bass. I always loved the classic Ellington piano intro. And then, bang, the whole band comes in. We play half an hour of some of the biggest hits of the early 20th century, including Bart Howard's Fly Me to the Moon and Errol Garner's Misty. Marisa Galvani was in the audience. She came up near the stage to talk with me after the set was over. Marisa shared that she was a New York City opera singer. She says back in her day, music was used as an escape.
It's a very different world now. Things are so easy to get.
Yeah.
It wasn't always that easy. You know, you went through a lot of hard times. People had problems. The monies were not easy. And so they would listen to the radio to forget. Music is very much a part of people's lives, and you have to bring it to them with all the joy that you can, especially today. The world's in a very bad position. So if you can make people forget for a half hour, an hour, it's a great deal. And I appreciate it all the time.
Marisa made her way out of the auditorium. It's 4:45, dinner time at the Forest at Duke. I stay back with my friends to keep playing for a little while. Playing music as much as we do, it's nice to connect and be reminded of why we play. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Rajiv Dutta.